listener exclusive.
G'day, it's Matty Ray, and on the Triple M Brekkie Show podcast, we recap back to Friday morning when we woke up with our gauges full and our roofs pretty noisy after a night full of rain. And with weather dominating much of the news nationally, we caught up with Brooke Pagel from the Weather Bureau to find out how much rain our towns in the MIA had overnight, where the most rain fell, and what we can expect going into the weekend and early next week.
We're drying out a bit this morning. So the highest in the area we really had was over at the Hayes region. We had about 38 mil, but around your Griffith, Narendra, even West Wyalong and Leeton, we had about that 30 millimetres kind of scattered around that area.
All right. And as far as the weekend for us goes, and also early into next week, look, it is dominating the news headlines at the moment that the southeast coast might be in for a bit of a bashing from this rain. But have we gone through really the crux of it all?
We have, yeah. We've really gotten over that band really has moved towards the southeast now. So it's completely basically contracted out of the area. We're back to kind of business as usual. So going into tomorrow, we've got those minimum temps around that 5 to 6 degrees, maximum temps hovering around that 17 degrees, and mostly sunny as well. May see a lingering shower on Sunday. Not going to be the same amounts that we looked at overnight. We're looking really that 1 to 2 millimetres, if that. Still associated with that rain band, just a little bit of a trough that may be clipping the Riverina area. But again, not a lot. It really is that mostly sunny, dry conditions that we're looking at.
And looking into early next week, perhaps dry early on, perhaps a little more rain coming in from about late Tuesday into Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly that. So it seems to really dry out for Monday, Tuesday. We'll have some cloud cover begin to move in on Tuesday. Temperatures not changing too much. Still got minimums of about that 6, 7, maximums of about 15, 16 degrees. We will have those winds picking up, a bit of a northwesterly on Tuesday and Wednesday, and that's when those showers will kind of kick in again. Still not a lot, not really as significant as we saw. Maybe up to that 5 millimetres. Some areas may see that 10 mil, all depending on basically a low pressure system that's off the coast and how far inland it kind of wants to drag this wet weather.
All right, Brooke, we thank you for your time this morning.
A listener exclusive.